Yeah, this ain't Minneapolis. I think you hit it right on the head. Our leadership group at the city police department, they've always been pretty proactive. I think they've sought out African-American leaders for their input on any issues.
Yeah, one of the I think Campaign Zero list of policy proposals includes encouraging more diversity within the ranks within police departments, and we've made a very conscious effort in doing that. And in fact, that's one of the reasons why we restarted our cadet program and expanded it from 2 to 4 in past years. Now with COVID, it's a temporarily reduced funding, but that's one of the first things that I want to get stood back up once we recover economically here, because that was a tool that we used to really source our officers right from the community, and then pipeline them into the academy and to becoming a sworn officer. So I think that's been a really great tool. I think that the chief and other law enforcement agencies engaging in the ALPAC group, and which is a group that works on improving relations between the community and law enforcement here in Jackson County,